Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
B-Pod Studios.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Now Dorsett motions wide to left. Brady takes the snap. Play fake to White. Throws it to the left. Dorsett makes the catch. Turns to the far sideline and steps out of bounds with a first down scoot to the 48 of New England. Eight and over, but late for the Steelers. Third and one. From the Pittsburgh 44. Short motion from the left by McDonald. Toss to the left for Cotter, and he's going to be caught in the backfield. Jamie Collins anticipating with a burst and a takedown at the 40.
Pittsburgh has run the same exact play three times in a row. Ben tosses left. Left guard's not set. He can't get the call. He gets blown up. Loss of four.
A fourth and one for the Steelers. Out of the two-minute warning at the Patriot 47, down 17-0. Roethlisberger under center. Cotter the single back. Two receivers left, and Roethlisberger calls timeout.
They were going to run it.
False start. Offense. All alignment except for the center. It's a five-yard penalty. Replay, second down.
What's that?
I don't know what Al Michaels has said or Bill Hillgrove, voice of the Steelers. That's the call of the night from Cleve Blakeman, our referee.
Look at the center.
Roethlisberger throws it to the left, air mailing it incomplete. He had two receivers in the vicinity, Moncrief and Switzer, but no chance to complete it.
Send them in.
Here comes the field goal unit.
Oh, why other teams are stupid. Oh, my God.
You stupid or something?
We busted it. We own it. We chew it. It sucks.
I'm as stupid does.
A lot of stupidity to go around in that game last night. A lot of stupidity by the Steelers. We knew it. We knew it was going to happen. We called it. We told you last week. This is a stupid opponent coming to town.
Of course.
They don't lack talent. They lack brains. That's what they lack. Brains.
Guts,
they lack
balls.
Coaching. You know intelligence.
You know what they lacked? A feel for the game and timing.
They don't have that.
They don't have that.
Not even a little bit.
Now, there was a sequence in there that was not in why you were stupid. I got on for him earlier in the game where I thought they should have went up for it on a fourth and half a yard in their own territory. So
the first play in that sequence that we just played in the montage of why they were stupid was a third and five play. And this one may not have stood out to a lot of people watching the game, but it was third and five in the first quarter.
What's the coverage?
6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Third and five from the New England 40. It was a short pass to Philip Dorsett, pushed out of bounds. Patriots picked up the first down. They picked up 8 yards on the play. As you heard Bob Soucy say, Joe Hayden was in coverage on the play, and he was late, and he was way off Philip Dorsett. Do you know why he was not near Philip Dorsett?
No, why?
And was so far away and was so late getting to him in coverage? I don't know if this came through on the broadcast. I haven't had time to go back and look.
It was the motion and just getting caught up in the...
It wasn't even the motion. There was motion on the play. Dorsett was in motion. Hayden was messing around with his mouthpiece.
Oh. Well, you don't want to knock your teeth out. Yeah. Could be expensive dental work.
I don't know what he was doing. He was like messing around with his mouthpiece. And for some reason, just like stopped playing football. And I think Joe Hayden is awesome.
I think Joe Hayden is awesome 4 years ago.
Well, as a player, his career, I think he's been a hell of a player.
He's been a good player.
They just signed him to a big contract.
Huge
extension.
Contract. Yeah.
In Pittsburgh, they gave him a lot of money. I don't know why you're signing guys at his age to huge money, big extensions. I'd let him play that one out. But
did you see the size of Foster, Pouncey, and Villanueva on that left side?
But he just,
and you got a back. Go ahead.
On a third down play,
yeah.
He just stopped playing for a moment because he just was – so distracted by his mouth guard.
Well, we do have Pop Warner. You have to be snapped up all four steps.
It wasn't zone either. It was man. He had a man, and the man was in motion.
He was manned up on Dorsett, and he just like sort of slowed down and stopped running with him and was so far back off the line because he's still fiddling with the mouth guard. And then Dorsett just easily picks up 8 yards in the first down.
And Dorsett knows it. Brady knows it because when you go in motion, is he going with me or not?
I'm like, what's
okay,
he doing?
We got a man indicator. It's man. I'm going to run this route against man, or I'm going to run another route against zone. That's just simple stuff.
And we
man.
Just had a great vantage point on that play, but I'm like, what the hell was that?
But I am absolutely floored. Your third and goal from the one, your third down call is the inside receiver trying to go vertical into the back pylon, which is one of the most low percentage type throws down and tight like that, instead of a quick slant or a pick or a bubble screen, right? Like, that's a tough throw. A guy going up the field, away from you on an angle, and you're going to loft it perfectly at that pylon, and you don't want to throw a pick there. But yet, they got 6'8", Villanueva is left tackle. Foster's a massive man at left guard. Pouncey's one of the best setters in the league. You have a hard running back in Connor. You're third and goal from the one. You're down. And you don't try to run stuff that thing twice over the left side, and you kick a field goal. If I was that offense, I would have walked off the field. I would have walked right in the locker room, actually. Not to the bench, to the locker room. Because that's a ball game. You just quit. You give your team no chance. Then it became comical. Well, how many field goals will they need after this? 8. If they get 8 field goals, it'll be a tight game. And I couldn't believe they kicked a field goal down and tight. Could not believe it. I got on them for not punting that for punting that first time. I wanted them to go for it there because I think when you come in here, you need to do something different. You need to have plays that take control of momentum in the game against New England and get New England on their heels. And not once did Pittsburgh do that. Only time they really did was, I thought it was Jason McCourty busting a coverage. Or maybe, I got to go back and look at this thing from the high angle again. It could have been Daron Harmon taking a poor angle over. Because McCourty had great positioning going up the sideline on that long 45-yard pass that Ben perfectly threw in there. Because McCourty pulled up about 25 yards downfield, just like stopped. And I think he thought Harmon was coming over the top, and Harmon sort of took an underneath angle, and then he ended up chasing. But other than that, what did Pittsburgh do? Nothing. 83 yards first, nothing. They've had the entire offseason to get ready for this game.
You like the shotgun toss on 3rd and 1, by the way? Do you like that play?
Oh, I like, you know, I like running. And we do this in Pop Warner, too. Like, if a play works, you know what? If a play works, here's what we're going to do.
Run it 4 times in a row. Hey,
line up. Do 3 it again. Do it again. Tight end. Call bunch right. Put the tight end way out. Flex him out. Bring him in short motion. Get Ben in the gun. We're going to toss to the tight end side motion. Oh, we only gained 1 yard there. Oh, shoot. Let's run it again. Oh, 2 yard loss. 3rd down, guess what we're going to do? We're going to run it again. I mean...
We got all this money tied up in DeCastro, Pouncey, and Foster. We're going to run outside on a shotgun run in 3rd and 1.
Yeah. Steelers. Made of steel. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Play the fight song, Jim. No, don't play it. That's insulting to this current crew. Old Steelers, they would have pounded that right up in the middle. Go back to the bus. Not the bus, but Jerome Bettis. You have Bettis in the backfield, they'd run him. They'd run freaking Parker. They'd run Antoine Randall.
Yeah, back when they had good offensive coordinators like Bruce Arians and Todd Haley. Who, Randy Fichter? Like, is that the offensive coordinator?
Damn near killed her. Yeah. That Randy, yeah. Oh, please. That one.
And defensively, the theme of the night was just Tom Brady's been shredding zones in cover two for 20 years. And you guys just want to keep rolling it out. What are you doing?
Not touch Julian Edelman. I don't care. I don't care if you get lit up for 45.
Stupid.
Then almost it should have happened.
You're stupid team.
Hey, New England doesn't have a tight end. You know what? Keith Butler, I want you to hit number 11 all day long. Not once did they jam Julian Edelman.
Stupid morons.
I sit there with Ninkovich during the preseason. We're doing the TV together, and he goes, it amazes us as a team sometimes. We sit there and film, and we watch other teams prepare and how they look at our offense. And they can't come to grips with, boy, if we just disrupt their timing a little bit, which requires me to do this, one hand check. Edelman, it's coming over. Boom. That's what we're taught. When we play these offenses that are fast and have that bunch routes and do the stack stuff, and you know they're coming on crossers, you know what we do? We sit, we hit, We punch. Just that little punch takes half a second of timing off.
Do you know what?
They never did that.
Do you know what the Steelers, why they're lucky? They're lucky that the Patriots haven't figured out their red zone offense yet. They're lucky. Patriots, yeah. That's one of the things you can look at last night and say the Patriots, well, that's something they're going to work on because they haven't quite figured out what they're doing in the red zone yet. And obviously Antonio Brown is walking through the door, so things are about to get significantly better. Yeah, that'll help quite a bit. But they haven't figured that out, and that wasn't figured out last night. Had it been figured out, the Patriots are hanging 50 on the Steelers last night. Mm. The Steelers are lucky in that regard.
Yeah. True. You think Brian Flores is having a good day today?
Yeah, they scored seven times.
Yeah. Brian Flores is sitting there looking at this going, Pittsburgh had one conversion on third down. One.
And they scored seven times. They had one turnover, and they didn't have any sacks, did they?
Who?
Patriots didn't have any sacks, did they?
No. No, they hit him.
No, they hit him. They got to him.
He got rid of
But I'm saying they scored seven times without field position being flipped on a long sack or like a turnover or something like that.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
Right. No, they hit him and the ball came out and then they recovered. Pittsburgh fell on the football. That's what they had.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.